Hello, my name is Jesse. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm speaking to the right person in that case. Thank you so very much. Let me go ahead and proceed in that case, ma'am. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin?
Nevada.
Correct. We do have your information registered as Nevada. Thank you so much, ma'am. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1969,
we are able to proceed. Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I'm 100% sure I'll be voting.
Thank you, ma'am. Your opinion is important, almost certain. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In your own words. You could use economics, you know, inflation, gas, infrastructure, anything that you think.
Reproductive rights and the economy.
Reproductive rights and the economy. Thank you very much. Your opinion is extremely important. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
No way. I totally voted for Joe Biden.
Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you for your opinion.
I wouldn't even consider the other one.
Okay, your opinion is extremely important. And now some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them. And 100 means you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you so much. That establishes your opinion very well. Let's move on, ma'am. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district, Nevada?
Democratic.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
I would be voting for Democrat Jackie Rosen.
Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
Okay. Would you say much
more? I wouldn't trust Trump with a dead dog.
Okay. Thank you so much. Would you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. And now please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Do you strongly disagree or, well, all the options I mentioned to the first one that says President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I strongly agree.
Okay. Your opinion is important, ma'am. Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving forward, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much for your opinion, ma'am. Now moving forward, of course, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Strongly.
Much more likely? In this case?
Much more likely, yes.
Okay,
thank you.
A program that grants works permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Strongly agree. More likely to vote.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am, your opinion.
Sorry, I'm grooming my dog at the same time that I'm talking to you.
So. Oh, okay, thank you very much.
I got distracted there for a moment.
What a better time to share about your opinions, and thank you very much for your time. We know it's valuable. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely.
Much more likely, thank you, or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants works permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Can you repeat that question for me, please?
Sure. It's a statement that says a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
Okay. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you so very much. And now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Yeah, very concerned.
Very concerned, right? Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Much more concerned, yeah.
Very concerned, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Yeah, I'm very concerned.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Very concerned, yeah.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
Thank you very much. And I'm moving forward right now with the 77% complete, almost done. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border, yes, and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Whereas, on the other hand, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view? Trump's approach or Biden's approach?
Biden's approach.
Okay, Biden's
approach. I've been here for at least 10 years.
Thank you. Yeah. Much closer, you would say, or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Okay, thank you so very much for that, ma'am. Let me go ahead and continue. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Maybe.
Okay. And is that in what relationship to them? Are they your family members, acquaintance, co-worker, or friend?
Acquaintance.
Acquaintance, right. Okay, thank you very much. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, OAN or Newsmax? Fox News channel or website, Instagram?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Rarely.
TikTok, Facebook?
No.
WhatsApp, YouTube?
YouTube, yeah.
Okay. MSNBC and CNN?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Spanish language radio programs?
Yeah.
Okay. Univision or Telemundo?
Both. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a question for statistical purposes. And from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Spain and Ireland.
Spain and Ireland. Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your opinion. And were you born in the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
In another country.
Okay. In which country, please?
Spain.
Spain, right. Thank you so very much. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally? More English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
More English than Spanish, currently.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm very liberal.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
2 years of college.
A few years of college, thank you. What is your religion, if any?
Um, I prefer not to say.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Sure. It's Anna, A-N-A.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study? Okay. And that we can make contact with you in the future? Okay. Great.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling and you have a great day.
Okay. You have a great day too.
Thank you.
Thank you.